Hi, Golam, it's your little flower. I was going to say something about your words from Sunday about nothingness. I've talked to you about this before. When I first came back from Spain, I kept asking you all these years about this emptiness that I would feel inside. And though it was like 20 years ago, and you said something like it's actually the opposite of emptiness. I can't even remember exactly what you said because it's in a journal that's in like my storage. But after listening to you on Sunday, it clicked for me that basically what you were telling me is that even emptiness is not what I perceive it to be. And then with the nothingness, it clicked for me in a different way, because what I perceived to be like an emotional void inside, it wasn't really that at all, because you told me that, but I had absolutely no depth of grasping it at that time. But I think listening to you on Sunday, they're somewhat connected.
Yes, sometimes people can say, I feel empty, but that is the emotional emptiness. It almost seems like mild depression. But the emptiness is really nothingness, means no form, no name, just peace as Ananda. And that's our true nature that we are striving to go back home with. I mean, the story that came in one of the Sundays some years ago, it just opened itself up to me in a very visible, invisible way, really describes it beautifully, that we have accepted all of these ideas, and with every idea that we believed, we got farther from our source. And in the way back home, we have to spit these ideas as not true. Not this, not this, not this, not this. And put down our load, our luggage of past, our load of now, the load of tomorrow that anticipation makes us have. So this is a very simple understanding. It's not even practice. It's an understanding that it deepens in us and automatically does the miracle work. All we have to do is have an open mind and heart to it and not brush it away as something like it's just for few. No, it isn't for few. It is our nature. We can't always look up to those few. We need to be amongst those few.
Thank you so much, Gala.